On January 1st, 1816, Matthew Lewis, an absentee planter from England, set foot on Jamaican soil for the first time. Disembarking at Black River Bay, after nearly 2 months at sea, the 40-year-old novelist and playwright noted in his journal that after enduring a long and sometimes difficult voyage, he was moved by his first sight of the landscape in which he would live, move, and breathe for the next 3 months. The beauty of the atmosphere, the dark purple mountains, the shores covered with mangroves of the liveliest green, down to the very edge of the water, and the light-colored houses, with their lattices and piazzas completely embowered in trees, wrote the Member of Parliament, altogether made the scenery of the bay wear a very picturesque appearance. Lewis's delight with the island's natural environment only increased over time, leading him to remark that, "I am as yet so enchanted with the country that it would require no very strong additional inducements to make me establish myself here altogether." Yet, juxtaposed against this aesthetic evaluation of the landscape was the reason he was there: to attend to the management and operations of his slave-operated sugar plantation.